Before we begin today's podcast, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Covaris. Covaris is reinventing what you expect from a medical professional liability provider. By leveraging claims data and analytics, Covaris is helping doctors and administrators reduce distractions and focus on improving outcomes. Learn more at covaris.com/focus.
This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by the CEO of Advocate Condell Medical Center, a great health center in the greater Chicago area. Matt, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Scott, and thanks for the opportunity to participate today. Always a great opportunity to work with you and your organization. My name is Matt Premack. I am the president of Advocate Condell Medical Center, one of the 26 hospitals within the Advocate Aurora Health Network, and we are located about 30 minutes or so outside of the city of Chicago.
And a great hospital, and Advocate Aurora has become one of these huge, mega great systems. Talk about Advocate Condell and a few points of pride in the health center, the specific one that you run.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. So my responsibility is not only the hospital, but primarily the eastern part of the county. And as one of the largest hospitals in the area and the only Trauma One Center, we're proud of all of our service lines. We've got a robust cardiology and oncology, cancer, as well as orthopedics and neurosciences. But we've really emerged as one of the leaders in community health and community outreach. And just recently, we were awarded a state grant to open one of the only trauma recovery centers in the area. There's only a handful in the state of Illinois. I was part of another Advocate facility, Advocate Christ Medical Center on the southwest side, where we opened Chicago's first ever trauma recovery center. We brought that same energy up to the north and are now embarking on the launch of another trauma recovery center, which is really a deeply needed resource in our community, where we are seeing an increase in gun violence and intentional trauma, and that will be opening soon. But that's really put us on the map in committing to our community the much needed resources.
And take a moment, Matt, and talk about leadership. Talk about three or four pieces of advice that you would give to leaders.
Yeah, you know, Scott, I think it's so interesting because we find ourselves now in the healthcare industry looking often to our colleagues, not only regionally, but nationally. How are we all facing COVID? How are we all handling these tremendous headwinds on financial constraints and limited resources and staffing issues and PPE concerns? These are really unprecedented times. And I think about leadership in a few different ways. I think first and foremost, as leaders, we need to embrace some of these changes, some of these challenges that are occurring. And people are watching. Our team members and our employees are watching. Our community members, our patients, our families are watching. And if we can really embrace some of these changes with positivity, with optimism, and bring in an organization along a journey through these changes, there's no doubt that we will end up on the other side in a better place. And I know that can be tough when we're looking at really new and difficult issues that are coming up. I think secondly, I talk about this often with my team, inspire resiliency. And when I use those two words very carefully, because there is no doubt we're burning the candle at both ends these days. Our team members, our leaders, our frontline managers are working harder than they've ever worked before. And they need the skills, so the technical, the logistical, the operational skills of being resilient. But we as leaders are also responsible in inspiring them to be resilient, providing them the time away from work, providing them the respite that they need to regroup and recharge the batteries to come back and walk into a facility and a clinic and a hospital the very next day with that same positive energy. And I think that's something we talk a lot about here, and we've been talking a lot on a national scale, is how do we really create resiliency through our leaders? Lastly, we really, especially with COVID, and for those of you that are in the Midwest, you know, COVID has hit us very hard. We talk about calm over chaos. And I think that minute to take a deep breath, that time in a meeting, that time out in the floors, that time in a clinic where we can just say, let's just take a deep breath, take a moment, and think for a second. What's around us? What are the decisions that need to be made? Who are our stakeholders that need to be communicated with, and really take that calm approach to addressing what is right now, in my 25 plus years in this field, probably the most volatile time. And I think as leaders, it's our responsibility to create that calmness to make good decisions.
It take a moment on this issue. I think a lot of average Americans, in all of us, talk about healthcare heroes. We have some vague understanding of it, but you deal with the brutal reality of nurses that are coming into work, putting themselves in harm's way, and it's not just nurses. It's a euphemism for all kinds of hospital staff and leadership and people at every level. They're putting themselves in harm's way and exhausted and trying to stay resilient. And talk about what that's really like for your people. And they do this amazing job of keeping up really positive face to the community, to the patients, to everybody else. But we know it's tough. Talk a little bit about that and that need for that resiliency.
Yeah, Scott, the very early days back in late March and April, we were standing up an external triage tent where we were having all of our potential COVID patients come into. And I put on a set of scrubs, I put on head protection, I put on goggles, I actually even had a PAPR on, and I walked into there, into that center to really feel what it was like for our team members. And for the first time in my career, we have team members that are passionate about their work, that are committed to supporting and serving a community. But for the first time, they were afraid for their own health. They were afraid for the health of their children or their elderly parent or their circle of friends that they may be going back to when they're outside of work. And that was a whole new aspect of employee engagement that I don't think in most of our lives we've ever had to really encounter before. And so we spent a lot of time as our executive teams across the organization thinking about how can we serve our own team members. And we came up with several strategies around that. We provided external hotel stay for our team members that felt scared going home and potentially jeopardizing their respective families and loved ones. We created respite rooms within the hospital where people could just literally say, I need a timeout. Our critical care and our ICU nurses, our step-down nurses, our emergency room nurses, and physicians and techs had the ability, because we gave them that ability, to just say, I need a timeout. And we would give them that right. And that's a tough logistical process to allow when there are patients in beds and things are happening. But we really felt committed to that, as I know many other organizations have done across the nation now. But we were working very hard to create that opportunity for folks to recharge the batteries and understand what resources they had around them to make sure that they were back and supported into their place of work.
Thank you. And talk a little bit about, in your years of leadership, the need to reinforce your team like never before through this COVID crisis. Just take a moment on that, on making sure your team feels supported, and that's sort of taking precedence almost over everything else.
Yeah. You know, we spend a lot, and to my fellow executives across the country, you know, we spend a lot of time in a boardroom and in an office, and these are not the times where we can afford to be behind a desk. I think being visible, being open to feedback, being part of solutions, incorporating feedback from all of your volunteers, guest services, nurses, your physicians, your patients and your family members, it's so important that we're visible and that we're engaged in front of the desk and not behind the desk. And I know leaders are doing this across the nation, but it is so important now more than ever that we're talking to our teams. Let's take, Scott, just in a bit of a different direction, our own executive teams. I look across the table at our chief nurse who's been working, you know, 12, 16-hour days, committed to supporting her team. It's my job now to support her. And that's a whole another level of team bonding and team engagement that we really just, we haven't had that need in the last, you know, few decades.
Magnificent. Matt, I want to take a moment to thank you for joining us today. You've done a remarkable job at Advocate Condell. I'm long familiar with the institution, a magnificent place, magnificent. Thank you so much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today. A pleasure visiting with you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the opportunity.